Hardin himself straightened at the sight of the figure that now filled the cubicle. A figure in a wheelchair. He alone, of all those present, could remember the day, decades ago, when that figure had appeared first. He had been young then, and the figure old. Since then, the figure had not aged a day, but he himself had in turn grown old. The figure stared straight ahead, hands fingering a book in its lap. It said, "I am Harry Seldon." The voice was old and soft. There was a breathless silence in the room, and Harry Seldon continued conversationally, "This is the second time I've been here. Of course, I don't know if any of you were here the first time. In fact, I have no way of telling by sense perception that there is anyone here at all, but that doesn't matter. If the second crisis has been overcome safely, you are bound to be here. There is no way out. If you are not here, then the second crisis has been too much for you." He smiled engagingly. "I doubt that, however, for my figures show a 98.4% probability there is to be no significant deviation from the plan in the first 80 years. According to our calculations, you have now reached domination of the barbarian kingdoms immediately surrounding the Foundation. Just as in the first crisis, you held them off by the use of the balance of power. So, in the second, you gained mastery by use of the spiritual power as against the temporal. However, I might warn you here against overconfidence. It is not my way to grant you any foreknowledge in these recordings, but it would be safe to indicate that what you have now achieved is merely a new balance, though one in which your position is considerably better. The spiritual power, while sufficient to ward off attacks of the temporal, is not sufficient to attack in turn. Because of the invariable growth of the counteracting force known as regionalism or nationalism, the spiritual power cannot prevail. I am telling you nothing new, I'm sure. You must pardon me, by the way, for speaking to you in this vague way. The terms I use are at best mere approximations, but none of you is qualified to understand the true symbology of psychohistory, and so I must do the best I can. In this case, the Foundation is only at the start of the path that leads to new empire. The neighboring kingdoms, in manpower and resources, are still overwhelmingly powerful as compared to yourselves. Outside them lies the vast, tangled jungle of barbarism that extends around the entire breadth of the galaxy. Within that rim there is still what is left of the Galactic Empire. And that, weakened and decaying though it is still incomparably mighty.